没有人会恨恶自己的身子。
And from the negative part, standpoint, Ephesians tells us that no one hates its own body.
总是保养顾惜。
And always feeds and cares for it.
在这里也提醒我们不要做任何伤害身体的事情。
It tells us here, do not do anything that would harm the body.
我们做伤害身体的事情，我们并不知道。我们有时候我们在做一些事情，我们并不知道它会伤害身体。
And many times we do things that we do not know will hurt the body.
我们可能觉得只是为了我个人的方便，我还需要。
Or I will just do it because of my own need and my own convenience.
那像现代的科技因为很进步了，所以这个打仗的时候，飞机出去轰炸，他凭着仪器就可以知道他的目标在哪里。
And then today, the weaponry is so advanced that when they drop the planes, when they drop the bomb, they know exactly the target they're going to hit.
我想早几十年那个飞机出去的时候，我们防空演习都一再提醒，一定要把灯全部关掉，对不对
？And then, in the past, when the planes come over to defend yourself, you have to turn off the lights.
你灯关掉的话，就让他不容易看见 target。
And if you turn off the lights, then they cannot see the target.
但是如果你说我现在想要上厕所，我看不到洞，我怎么上厕所？所以就把灯打开了。
And so you said, I need to go to the bathroom. I don't know where it is. I need to turn the light on.
有人说我现在肚子饿了，我想吃东西，所以我就要打开厨房，我要去做菜去。
And I'm hungry. I need to make a meal, so I need to turn the lights on.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在这里做这些事，我们觉得是我只是在为我自己的方便和需要而已。
But you said that I do this because I need it.
但实际上可能却造成了对身体的伤害，对不对？
But what you have done is that you have caused harm to the body.
啊，嘴巴馋，拼命想吃东西，但是其实却对身体造成伤害。
And then your mouth wants to eat something, but then it may be bad for your body.
所以在这里说到保养顾惜。
It's here it says that to feed and care for the body.
正像基督在教会一样。
Just as Christ does.
因为我们是他身上的骨，是他身上的肉。
Because we are the bones and the flesh of his body.
我刚才说过，那么一小点骨头起来都会全身不舒服。
I just shared with you just a little piece of the bone from the body, it causes the whole body in pain.
一点点的肉被刀割了一下，弟兄姊妹，我们全身不舒服。
And just a piece of the body that's been cut, then the whole body is uncomfortable.
所以讲到保护，身体保护我们。
So it speaks of the body protecting us.
讲到保护，也讲到我们不要去做伤害身体的事。
And also that we do not do things that would harm the body.
我们不仅仅保护，让我们不受到仇敌从外面来的攻击，仇敌和世界给我们的攻击。
And not only we're protected from the attack of the enemy.
我们防止一切的外伤。
But also we protect against outside harm.
保护也说到我们不在身体的里面做伤害身体的事，造成内伤。
And then protection also says that we do not do things to that will harm the body. Talks about internal hurt.
所以为了神家的好处，我们可以在爱里面说诚实话，但是我们不在背后消极的批评论断。
And for the good of the body, we should speak the truth in love.
所以讲到整个身体之间的那个扶持。
Talks about the support between the parts of the body.
讲到身体的保护。
Talks about the protection of the body.
像 Sparks 弟兄这么老练，这么属灵的弟兄。
And Brother Spark, such an experienced and a brother.
他有一次到外地去参加这个退休会的讲员，他当讲员。
And one time he was invited to be the conference speaker.
他一路上就里面觉得整个人没有力量啊，整个软塌塌的力量起不来。
And on the way, he felt that he was very weak.
他觉得有个压力在他的身上。
But there was a pressure, something pressing down on him.
啊，当他在那里祷告的时候，总是起不来。
And when he was praying, he could not rise up.
后来主一下子提醒他。
And then the Lord reminded him.
讲到他在这个伟大的身体里面。
That he is part of this great body.
他一下子在主的面前就知道弟兄姊妹也在为他祷告。
Then he realized that the brothers and sisters were praying for him.
他把自己就交给主，交在身体的里面。
So he committed himself to the Lord and to his body.
所以很多这些属灵的老将们，像少师母也是，他常常就从旁边抓了一个姊妹陪他祷告。
And so many of these warriors of the Lord, just like a brother, Sister Xiao, she would grab some sister to pray with her.
肢体就把她给扶起来。
And then the body would lift her up.
肢体的祷告让她免于仇敌在她身上的攻击。
And then the prayer of the body protects us from the attack of the enemy.
弟兄姊妹，身体是活的，是属灵的。
Friends, sisters, the body is alive. It's spiritual.
当身体健壮的时候。
When the body is strong and healthy,
这个祝福是这么真实的临到所有的肢体。
And then the blessing is so clear to all the parts of the body.
我可以跟你不需要在一起。
I may not be with you.
但是当圣灵感动我为你祷告的时候，
But when the Spirit moves me to pray for you,
这个祷告要成为你的祝福，成为你的保护。
And this prayer would be your blessing and your protection.
这种见证我们听得太多了。
And this kind of testimony we've heard many.
有人漂流在海上，船快要沉了，在那边快淹死的时候，这边有人在为他祷告。
And then they are out in the seas and they were drowning and then someone was praying for them here.
然后突然他们在那里得救了。
And then they were saved.
弟兄姊妹，太多这样子的见证。
So many such testimonies.
在威尔斯大复兴的时候
，In the Great Revival in Wales，
那个大复兴刚刚开始起来，是在一个地方开始慢慢烧起来。
And then it starts in a particular place, and the burning happened there.
而当这个复兴开始传播出来之前
，And as it starts growing，
听说在周围有一些有一些的弟兄姊妹。他们不知道为什么莫名其妙里面就产生了一个渴慕主的心愿在里面。
And they do not know why they have this thirst for the Lord.
他们不知道为什么这么容易一祷告就碰到主。
And then they do not know why it's so easy to meet the Lord when they
pray. 他们一读圣经就得到了主的光，那么喜乐。
And then when they read the Bible, then they receive light from the Lord.
他们不能明白为什么。
They do not understand why.
一直过了好几个月，四五个月以后。
And after many months,
当他们从报纸上看见的时候，才知道在威尔斯那边开始。正在烧起一个复兴的火出来了。
And then when they read the newspaper, there was this revival fire in Wales.
但是火还没烧到他们的时候，在基督的身体里面，他们已经先得到祝福了。
And then before the fire even reached them, they received the blessing in the body of Christ.
记不记得摩西跟那几位长老们在那里祷告的时候，有人没有来，有两个长老没有来，他们一样被圣灵充满。
And then just like Moses was praying with the elders, two of them did not come, but they still received the blessing.
弟兄姊妹，这叫做身体。
Francis, this is the body.
身体的扶持。
The support of the body.
身体的保护。
And the protection within the body.
最后我们讲到活在身体的约束里面。
And lastly, we talk about living in the
活在身体的这个秩序和约束的里面。
Living in the order in of the body.
好，弟兄姊妹，身体是非常有秩序的一个身体。
And the body is orderly.
任何一个肢体的动作决定跟元首发生关系。
And any part of the body moving has to be related to the head of the body.
讲到我们在身体里面的生活，有一件事情我们要非常清楚。
And then we must be very clear about this.
我们要绝对顺服元首。
We must obey the head.
哥罗西书一章十八节要叫基督在凡事上居首位。
And then Colossians verse.Chapter 1 verse it says that in everything that he may have the supremacy.
所以我们在教会里面所有的生活都必须受元首来管理我们。
So every life, a part of the life in the church has to obey the head.
我们跟肢体之间的关系也必须在元首的管理底下。
And then a relationship between the parts has to be under the authority of the head.
好，甚至连我们跟肢体建立一种特别亲的关系，如果超过了基督也是不对的。
And then if we have a good relationship between the parts of the body, but it's beyond what the head allows, then that's not good.
所以曾有年长的这个前辈们告诉我们，他说我们跟任何人之间的关系必须主在其间。
And then, so the elderly brothers before tell us that in any relationship among the parts, that the Lord has to be there.
不然我们人很容易找自己兴趣相投啊，看着顺眼的，马上就亲得不得了。
Otherwise, we by our natural self would always find someone who is, has the same background and interest as we
are. 天天跟他们在一起，吃在一起，玩在一起，睡在一起。
And then we are with them all the time. We play with them. We talk with them.
等到以后一受伤的时候，彼此不相往来。
And then but later on, if anyone got hurt, then they'll never get together again.
那我们人跟人之间必须有基督在中间掌权。
And that speaks that between us, one another, there has to be Christ there.
讲到我们在教会里面所有的侍奉。服事必须基督在我们中间。
And then in every service that we do in the church, Christ has to be there.
然后我们要顺服身体。
And we must obey the body.
一切都是在元首在管理。
Everything is under the control of the head.
但是身体却是这么有秩序的。
But yet the body has order in it.
当我这个指头要动的时候
，If I need to move my finger,
身体一路通过来，我的手臂、我的关节、我的手指动。
And then the whole body has to move, my arm, my hand, and then the finger moves.
我们这个礼拜五读罗马书十三章特别已经交通过了啊。
And then this week we studied Romans chapter 13.
所有的权柄从神来的。
All authority comes from God.
我们抗拒掌权的就是抗拒神的命。
And then if we rebel against authority, then we are rebelling against the Lord.
我们今天要学习在主的里面顺服主，我们也要顺服神在我们肉身里面，在我们旁边所摆的权柄。
And we today must obey the Lord, but we also need to obey the authority that's given to the body.
父母亲是孩子的权柄。
And the parents are the authority for the children.
丈夫是妻子的头，在家里面，他站在权柄的位置上。
And the husband is the head of the household, and then he is standing in the place of authority.
在公司，在教会里面，我们都有自己的权柄。
And then in the company where you work, and then in church, there is authority.
弟兄姊妹，我们活在身体的里面，长大，我们活在身体的秩序和约束 discipline 的里面。
So when we live in the body, we are living under the discipline of the body.
所以有一次我到一个教会去。
One time I visited a church.
那个戴斯的在上面讲了大概起码三次到四次，请坐在后面的弟兄姊妹到前面来坐。
And the person leading the service asked the brothers and sisters those are sitting behind to sit up in front three or four times.
这件事情发生在洛杉矶，也发生过在我们这边。那个教会可以坐，起码可以坐大概两三百个人的人啊，大概三百个人，但是弟兄姊妹大概只有三十个人。
And the church can seat 300 to 400 people, but the church only had 30 or 40 members.
你就发现大家好像在打游击战一样，这边一个，那边一个，就是分得非常散，非常远。
And then everybody is spread all over the place.
那个戴斯在这上面讲了，讲了一遍，讲了两遍，讲了三遍。
And then the brother leading the service said once, twice, and three times.
就是没有什么动静的，只有一两个人起来动。
And then there's no motion, only one or two moved.
所以我那天上台的时候，我就在主的面前劝他们。
And so that day when I spoke, I spoke to them.
弟兄姊妹，我一方面当然很幽默，我说你坐在哪里，我在台上都看得清清楚楚的。
And then I use humor, and then I say wherever you sit, sitting, I can see you.
但是我第二方面特别告诉他们，越坐在前面得的祝福越多。
And secondly, I told them those who are sitting closer to the front, they receive a greater portion of the blessing.
第三个，我劝他们在身体的里面，当弟兄在这里要求的时候，我们学顺服。
And thirdly, I told them that when the brother asks you to sit up in front, Please obey them.
这是一个身体。
This is a body.
如果戴斯的弟兄在这里，请弟兄姊妹往前，弟兄姊妹连动都不动。
And then if the brother asks you to move forward and you do not even move,
这个教会已经在主面前没有太大的祝福。
This church would not have much blessing from the Lord.
因为我们光注意到自己的需要。
Because we only think of our own needs.
但是我们不能够学习把自己谦卑的放在身体里面，学习被 discipline.
And we are not.Willing to humble ourselves to be disciplined by the body.
我在这里对弟兄姊妹有一个小小的请求啊。
And I have a small request for you.
虽然我已经说过很多次了。
I've said it many times.
前天我们去参加那个 Bath 的训练的时候。
Yesterday we went to the training at Bath.
在有一堂的上课里面，有姊妹提出来说，他们在聚会里面很多人都迟到，不晓得别的教会有没有这样子的问题。
And then in one of the workshops, the sister said that many come to church late, and I'm wondering if other churches have the same problem.
结果发现很多教会都有同样的问题。
And then they discovered that many churches have the same problem.
就有一个姊妹，她就起来，她跟大家分享她的见证。
And then another sister stood up and shared her testimony.
她说当她从南加州搬到矽谷来的时候。
And when she moved from Southern California to Silicon Valley,
她把家安顿好以后，第一次要去主日去聚会。
And then the first Sunday to go to church.
那天她一开到停车场停下车的时候。
And when she stopped the car in the parking lot,
她发现什么周围的弟兄姊妹关着车门就跑啊，就往会场跑。
And then she just found out that others would slam the doors of the car and then ran to the church.
她说 ，We don't know what's going on, but we decide.他说我们不知道到底发生了什么事，但是我们也决定跟着跑。
She said that we do not know what's going on, so she followed them also.
所以他们一样拖着孩子就开始往里面跑。
So they dragged the kids and ran to the church.
他们一进会堂的时候才晓得。
And when she got into the church, she found out.
他们教会是说只要上帝的带师的弟兄一站在讲台以后门就关起来。
And it's because that when the hymn leader stood up on the podium, the doors would be locked.
弟兄姊妹，你们也许觉得这太严格了，对不对？
You might think that this is too severe.
其实我们的 Sunday School 小朋友已经开始实行了。
But our Sunday School kids already started this rule.
他们10:50好像就把门关起来。
10:50 they closed the doors.
不然的话，你知道那个老师没有办法带这些小朋友们唱歌的。
Otherwise, the teacher cannot lead the kids to sing hymns.
才刚刚唱歌唱到一半，又一个妈妈带着孩子进来哭啊，在那边哄他啦，把他摆进来。
And halfway through, just when they began, then a mother brings a kid that was crying.
所以所有小朋友都会回头看他，你说那个老师在上面怎么带大家唱歌
？And then the kids would look at it, look at this little kid, and then there's no way the teacher can lead the kids to sing.
所以老师们开了几次会以后决定关门。
So after the teachers had a conference, they decided to lock the doors.
现在好很多啊。
And now it's a lot better.
弟兄姊妹，那我们大人更应该做榜样了，对不对
And we as adults, we should set an example.
好，我们真的应该在主的面前学习。
And we should learn the discipline and rules of the house of God.
但这不过还是消极方面。
But this is on the negative side.
积极方面，我们是实在希望我们在聚会里面有一个很好、不受打岔的敬拜。
And then on the positive side, we really need to, when we in the worship service, we don't want to have any disturbances.
好，弟兄姊妹能够很喜乐，能够不受打岔的在主的面前来亲近神。
That all the brothers and the sisters would have joy as we draw close to the Lord.
所以我是蛮建议我们以后波饼聚会玩的时候。波饼弟兄不要再说我们波饼到此结束。
And then I wish that in the future communion services after we finish that the brothers would not say that this ends our communion service.
因为每一次弟兄一讲完这句话的时候底下就好像哼一下因为姊妹通通起来走。
In the past that every time when this is said then all the other brothers sisters all get up and start milling around.
如果你们记忆力好的话大概不到半个钟一个钟头前大家可以想象一下当我们弟兄讲波饼聚会结束的时候整个会场都在动
and just think about an hour ago when the brother said that now ends the communion service since everybody stood up and started walking
我们能不能大家还是有些人波饼碰到主了他想安静让他继续安静
that we should respect those brothers and sisters who still wants to be quiet before the Lord
那你除非有特别的需要需要暂时离开一下那么你暂时离开例如说去方便或者有事情
unless you have a special requirement or a need that you need to leave the meeting place then you can go
但是我们尽量不 disturb
but do not disturb others
也不要在这时候嘘寒问暖哎呀好久没看到你了
or do not greet one another and say that I haven't seen you in a long time
我不是说教会不要这个教会很宝贝但是我们聚完会以后好好去 hug 去握手
it's not that you do not do this but do it after the service
我们真的在主的面前我们真的觉得主是我们中心
and then when we come is that the Lord is our object and,
如果主真是我们中心的话
and if he's the center of us,
我们的聚会绝对会不一样
then our service would be different.
我们迟到的情形会不一样
and then there would be the coming late would not be there anymore.
我今天稍微注意一下我们参加波饼刚开始十点钟开始的时候会参加波饼的人到的不到一半
and then I observed that today at 10 o'clock the beginning of communion service only half of us are here.
那十点四十五分会参加讲台聚会的大概一半多一点点。
And then in the main service, about at 10:45, only half of them are here.
所以我们的迟到率是一半，平均一半或一半以上。
So at least 50% of us are late.
我可不可以跟弟兄姊妹有一个小小的请求，我们一同为神家祷告，我们至少先把它 cut 成个 10%。
And then I have this request that we'll pray that we can cut this tardiness by 10%.
迟到的我们只希望最多十分之一的人迟到是因为他有特别的事情
and then our request is that only 10% of us are tardy because of special needs
因为有时候孩子突然吐了或者路上车开破了 你没办法对不对
or that the kid is not feeling well or that you have a flat tire
不要因为说我家里面缺两个灯泡跟钉子所以路上就先到处去 Home Depot 买一买然后再过来聚会
don't say that you need light bulbs and you need nails therefore you took a side trip
今天如果是一个君王在这边等我们的话我们不会去 Home Depot 买钉子的
and then today if there's a king here awaiting us you will not go to Home Depot to buy
them 我以前讲过 在台湾这个 讲总统凯歌堂聚会十点钟聚会他九点五十五分来
And then in Taiwan, there's President Chiang, when he goes to the meeting, the meeting starts at 10, he's there at 9:55.
那所有的人九点五十分以前就到了，门就关起来。
And then all the other people are there at 9:50, and then the doors are locked.
没有一个人会在蒋总统进来以后才来的。
There's no other that would arrive after President Chiang.
那连地上一个君王，一个元首，我们都这样尊重他，对不对？
And then a person, a leader on this earth, we give him such respect.
主耶稣是在聚会前就已经等在这里了。
And our Lord Jesus is here before the meeting.
然后看见我们一个这样进来。
And he sees us coming one by one.
然后进来也不 say hello.
And then when you come in, you do not say hello to him.
然后就坐在那边，嗨，你怎么样啊？你怎么样啊？
And then we will sit there when we look at other people and say how are you.
然后唱完十五分钟，再忍耐一个小时，然后终于到吃饭了。
And then after the hymn singing, and then you tolerate 1 hour of sermon, and then it's lunchtime.
弟兄姊妹，我们学习在身体里面培养出一个敬拜的灵来啊。
That in the body that we can develop this worship spirit of worship.
我们能够在爱的里面，我们一同来扶持。
That in love that we can support one another.
让我们的聚会更好。
That our meetings will get better.
啊，特别是为了我们主耶稣的缘故啊。
And especially for the sake of the Lord Jesus.
啊，在我们四月份要开始实行分区的聚会。
And then in April that we would have a separate district meeting.
那上次在同工退休会里面，几乎所有的小组讲到一个 quality 的聚会，差不多都会提到要准时。
And then at the co-workers retreat, we had all the group leaders, the district group leaders said that one of the quality of the meeting is when everybody is there on time.
所以我们希望各个分家的弟兄姊妹，分区的弟兄姊妹，将来去分区聚会的时候，也都能够尽量的准时到。
So we wish that every family, when you attend your district meeting, that you be there on time.
而且各个分区有许多的服事需要我们一同来扶持，来 support.
And then there are many things that we need to do in each district that we need brothers and sisters to support.
所以一个身体我们在这里彼此供应，彼此交通。
And so a body, we are communicating and then we are helping one another.
希望我们都能够各占其位，各尽其职。
That everybody would do their part and function according to the gift.
然后我们也活在身体的保护和眷顾的里面。
That we will live under the protection of the body.
我们也活在身体给我们的约束和秩序的里面。
And that we will live under the rules and the discipline of the body.
我们成为一个荣耀神的教会。
That this would be a church that glorifies God.
保罗在最后结束的时候劝勉提摩太，神所赐给我们的灵不是一个胆怯的灵。
And then Paul said to Timothy that the spirit of God is not one without power.
它乃是一个刚强仁爱谨守的灵。
But it's a strong and a strong and a spirit of love.
刚强仁爱谨守，谨守讲的 discipline.
And then it says to be
谨守就 discipline.
And discipline, it talks about the spirit of discipline.
所以个人是这样子，刚强、爱跟谨守。
So every person is like this, to be strong and then discipline and then in love.
同样的，神给我们的一个教会也不是一个软弱没有见证的教会。
And same God has given a church that's not weak and without testimony.
我们在身体的里面彼此扶持，让我们都能够刚强。
And then in the body that we can support one another so that we can be strong.
我们在身体的里面彼此保护，彼此相爱，我们是满了爱。
And then in the body we can help one another and then in love.
同样，我们也在身体的里面，我们能够成为一个有 discipline 的教会。
And the same way that we may be a body that's disciplined.
我们再唱刚才的诗歌696首。
Let's sing the hymn again, 696.
我们唱第一节跟134好了。
We'll sing stanza 1, 3, and 4.
伸出真心爱的相信，同在主里相爱心，求主大爱激发放心，如此相爱永相亲，同主自己也靠远生，荣耀欢迎主日同，同为兄弟心主指引，主的相信求主我们彼此相爱，遵此命令不稍怠，唯愿彰显主爱浩大，主的相爱无虚假。 主把我们摆在这个伟大的身体里面。
God has given, put us in this great body.
我们自己虽然软弱，
even though we are weak ourselves,
但是身体却成为我们最大的祝福。
But the body is the greatest blessing to us.
虽然我们常常会失败，会跌倒，
even though we fail and fall,
但是身体却要成为我们的保护。
But the body will become our protection.
我们这一个人常常是没有拘束，没有约束，也不喜欢约束的人。
We ourselves are not disciplined.
我们不喜欢听见别人要求我们。
And we do not like others telling us to do this and that.
我们也不再太有多的机会听见别人要求我们。
And then there are not many other chances that we will listen others requesting us to do this and that.
但是神家却让我们可以为着主的缘故，我们来约束自己。
But yet, for the sake of the house of God, we will discipline ourselves.
让我们能够成为在神手中有用的人。
Where we become useful instruments in the hands of
God. 但愿我们为着自己，为着我们的家，为着教会，我们有些祷告。
That we will pray for ourselves, our family, and the church.
但愿我们的家庭和教会都是充满了刚强、仁爱和谨守。
That our families and the church will be filled of love, strength, and discipline.